UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Fort Clarence Beach Park in Helsha, St. Catherine, owned and managed by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is about to be transformed under an upgrading project for the facility. Find out more on today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Fort Clarence Beach Park in Helsha, St. Catherine is a popular venue for culinary offerings, fun days, picnics, and relaxation for family and friends. The venue has also been the ideal spot for many entertainment events such as Goss Splash and Fun Days.
For the last financial year, we had over 95,000 persons coming through the facility, and our peak period would be the summer when most persons would be on holiday. So our peak traffic is really between July and August. But outside of that, we do have a steady flow of patrons coming through the year.
Director of Sales at the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Ryan Goldburn. The UDC will be spearheading improvement works on the 8-acre property aimed at redeveloping the Fort Clarence Beach into the premier family recreational facility that provides a first-world experience within the Kingston metropolitan region. Staff members also stand to benefit from improvements at this facility.
We have 20 members of staff at the facility right now. And it is possible that there may be an increase after the development takes place, because we may need additional persons in terms of maintaining the facility and operating the additional amenities and attractions that will be at the facility.
The redevelopment project is also expected to increase the economic viability of the property and open up opportunities for investment and employment.
Phase 1 primarily entails the construction of a new administrative building. And the purpose of this building is that it allows us a greater degree of efficiency in terms of how we administer the operation of the facility. The administrative building will include amenities for our staff members, which will also improve the working environment, and that will have an impact on our customers by way of improved service delivery and improved comfort.
Alpha Construction Company Limited has been contracted to complete the works over a four-month period from October 7, 2016 to February 8, 2017.
After phase one is complete, then we will move into the other phases. We will be improving the entrance facade. We will be upgrading the landscaping of the facility. We will be improving on our sanitary facilities. There's a new recreational house, which is a multi-purpose facility that is to be constructed. We will be constructing additional food facilities at the attraction. We also envision improving on our picnic area and the recreational area for children. And last but by no means least, we want to put in additional facilities for sports, such as a beach football / volleyball court with the appropriate seating, so we can actually have sporting events at the beach.
Director of Sales at the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Ryan Goldburn. Stay tuned to UrbanScope for additional updates. The Urban Development Corporation, making development happen within its recreational facilities for our enjoyment. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Fort Clarence Beach Park is the largest licensed public beach directly serving the Kingston metropolitan region and is one of the 8 water-based attractions managed by the UDC? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. Making development.
going to happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.